This episode is brought to you in part by Wholehearted Love, a new book by Caleb and Stephanie Rouse. Overcome the barriers that hold you back in your relationships with God and with others, and delight in feeling safe, seen, and loved with Wholehearted Love. For more information, go to Tyndale.com.
You're listening to the Enneagram and Marriage Podcast. I'm your host, Krista Harden, and I'm so glad you showed up for our relationship chat today, as well as for you and your people. We're all about living intentionally here so you can experience joy and balance in your relationships once again or for the very first time. Be sure you hang with us on our social media platforms, and if you like research like I do, make sure you check out our website at enneagramandmarriage.com for our weekly newsletter, freebies, and so much more, as well as at Instagram and Facebook. We have so many goodies to share with you. Let's dive right in together. Hey guys, I am so grateful and happy we get to celebrate today together. 1 million unique downloads and counting. Thank you so much for being part of this community. I cannot tell you what a joy it is to celebrate this with you. And by the way, if you're a forward-moving person, I know it's hard to go back and to look and to reflect, but thank you. Wherever you're at, whatever your type, whatever parts of yourself are exposed right now and vulnerable, know that I'm right here with you with my heart open to say wow and thank you guys, because I started this podcast as a desire to help people to find the Enneagram for their marriage. And it was born out of just seeing it work so beautifully for clients in such rough spaces. And also because it had given such life and hope to my own marriage. And just being able to share on Instagram was one thing. But when Olivia and I were doing our list and talking about a podcast, it was really in light of doing programs for coaching. And that's been the call in my life ever since I was literally a little girl, if you've ever heard some of our earliest episodes. So it was really cool and amazing and sort of a surprise when the podcast started to take on a life of its own. And I found that especially because we started just a month before pandemic, really, we realized this was our lifeline to doing our research and to talking to people and, you know, bringing my practice home had already started, but now it was all home. As you know, we were taking off our mask to Zoom, but that was about it. So it's been amazing to just journey with you on this podcast, on this platform, and I am so grateful. So today, I just want to celebrate that with you. We're going to talk about a fun contest at the end, and I just really want to let you know about what we have for you at E&M also, so that you can really do the growing with us at your own space and pace. And because we're all in different places, and sometimes it can be very overwhelming when you start turning on a podcast and you're like, wait, what am I catching up to? Are you literally talking about like you've already had a million downloads and you've already been on this journey with all these people? And definitely, I definitely err sometimes in talking about it that way too. Like, guys, we've been on this journey forever, but some of you are just starting this journey. And I just want to help everybody, whether you've been a long time listener or if you are not part of the OG, no problem. We're so happy to have you. I am all up in my seven, love meeting new friends, but I just love that loyal six aspect too, that I think we all bring. We all bring different parts of our Enneagram, even though we all have a propensity towards at least one type. So it's fun to bring out all of these pieces so that we can all learn and grow together. But I want to make sure that we're on the same page for doing that as we move ahead. So thank you. We're going to look back just a little bit today at some of the ways that you can grow. And then we're going to look ahead to see what's next. And of course, we can't always peek fully into the future. But we can just try, right? This is what we do as humans. We do our best and then God works with us in our plans. So first of all, where we've been at E&M, I already told you a little bit about how the podcast started and how I've been really coaching and counseling couples since I was a little girl, starting with my parents and then my friends from high school and then meeting my husband, Wes, very, very young. I had a lot of chances to practice relationship care from the inside out, as well as then doing my clinical studies and practice to get my master's degree in psychology with an emphasis in marriage and family as soon as possible. So when one of my dearest friends, who is a type 4, very gifted therapist, told me that the Enneagram was good for not just taking a quick personality inventory on a life coaching website, which I had done, but really to investigate it with more depth and care, I paid attention because I had spent hundreds of hours typing up page after page of assessments for my clients, and I loved that work, but the assessments were very expensive because I would have to put together, this is probably overkill, but just, you know, Minnesota Multiphasic Personality Inventory, and along with Myers-Briggs, along with the Thematic Apperception Test, and so many others to try to get even 1/4 of the information you can get from Enneagrams. And not only that, but there was no coherent system to it because you had to pull together all of these resources psychodynamically to try to make sense of things that maybe didn't fit together. So the Enneagram gives us hope. It is not a perfect roadmap, but it is a hopeful tool for looking at your marriage or your relationship or your own life journey with such nuance to give you some actual growth plans, or you could say treatment plans if you were in a clinical setting. But I really tried to spell that out for you at the EnneagramandMarriage.com website so that you can have a system for walking through your life's journey as healthily as possible. And I'll share just tiny tips from that today. But I want you to know the resources are there for you and on previous episodes here if you just want to go back and keep learning, because we do have the whole vault that Jen found for us earlier this year. And Olivia faithfully helped me to start the podcast, and so many wonderful marriage clinicians and couples and individuals have come on to share beautiful pieces of advice that are hard-earned and have come through blood, sweat, and tears for them. So please learn at the feet of those who have walked through the hard shadows so that you can have a lighter journey. It does not mean yours won't have its wounds, but I don't want you to have to unnecessarily repeat wounds from others of your personality type or just those places in your marriage that once you take the dark road, it's hard to recover and turn around from. It's not impossible, but you just have a scar there. So wouldn't that be great if you are that couple who can do a lot of your Enneagram and marriage work as preventative care as we celebrate what's behind and what's ahead? And for you, if you're already come so far that you've had a lot of wounds and trauma like I had when I found the Enneagram, it's also a wonderful tool to help you to understand why a lot of those things occurred and really give you an understanding of your spouse in a way that you've never had, and a compassion for your spouse in a way that you've never experienced. That was definitely my story with Wes. Even though to the world, we were always the cutest couple in high school, mock election or homecoming court or you name it, we've probably done it. Speaking together, obviously recently, if you're following Enneagram Marriage, you've seen our silly videos we've made together. And it's so much fun to have that light space. But when you can really go to the depths too and really understand one another's core, there's a safety and a trust and a vulnerability and a deeper level of connection and attachment than you could ever experience. So I'm so grateful for this tool and, of course, all of the other amazing marriage research that has come before and in addition to the Enneagram. So we're going to keep using all of it here. And that is my promise to you, that we will integrate the best tools for your marriage. And of course, we cannot give you a cookie cutter formula. I definitely give you stages of the GLOW relationship if you want to check that freebie out. I love to tell you what's expected over the course of a marriage and a relationship at its best and worst. But I also know you're nuanced. I know that you have types. And if you understand instincts, you know that that has a huge player in your marriage. And I know that you have an entire gamut of neurobiology that is your own as well. So we are letting you take what you like from the past episodes. We are not locking them up in the vault anymore. And we are definitely making sure that you are able to continue to hear from us too. So with that said, I'm so grateful that we get to move forward. I'm so grateful that we got this great tool, that we were able to start programs and then get a podcast going. I'm so grateful that we were able to join with Truity and they did thousands of pieces of research on couples. We had so many focus groups with Enneagram and Marriage. We have some more ahead this year. We're going to be doing some more focus groups that you can check out if you're in our Facebook group, and on Instagram we'll be talking about that. But we'll mention it here too. But we have so many fun things ahead to keep learning. But I'm just pausing, like I said, to really sit back with you and say, wow, we have learned a lot together, haven't we? Just take a deep breath with me and think about something you've learned on this show. I think that for me, I've learned a lot about the heart space on this show because I've seen the way people in their hearts help me to feel. And I know that when we feel and when we think, and I know C.S. Lewis thought this too, we have a chance against those strong instincts of ours. And especially if we balance all three, the head, heart, and the body, oh my goodness, our souls have a chance to breathe the way they were intended to. And when we have a chance to balance our social instinct, our self-preserving instinct, and our one-to-one sexual instinct, we also float along so healthily, so much more productively. So I love to do this work with you, and I really want to make sure that you know that we are here for you if you need more help. So if you ever are just like, I'm stuck, don't forget the Enneagram Marriage website. We developed mini systems, our glow guide, so that every single pairing has its own story and gets its own guide for growth. We developed deeper dive guides so that every single one of the 9 types in marriage has a very specific relationship guide. And we also developed a 52-week planner so that you can make sure that if you just want week by week attention and questions to ask each other and ways to remind you to balance and have dates, we've got that for you too. Because I was starting to get busy with clients at the beginning of the podcast, we also developed an entire Enneagram and Marriage coaches team, and you can find them on the website too. I'm so grateful we continue to train coaches. We have another coaches training coming up starting late February. If you want to get connected, come to the website or give us a call. But I'm just so thankful and excited that we have produced these resources for you, and we have more coming later this year that I'm so excited about. And we designed lots of freebies and a way for you to look and try to find your type on our website and all these free podcasts. But yet, if you are just in that space of I need more, there's the other resources too. And we really spelled it out because I have a bit of neurosis. But now the resources are here and we get to balance, and I'm doing the same balancing with you. And you have this myriad of experiences you can learn from with us. So I feel really good about that. And I want to just stop and celebrate that with you, that we've come this far, that we have a lot of resources for you of all kinds, shapes, and sizes, including people resources for those who need the connections. And we're celebrating with our Glow Gala locally here Friday night. Some of you are flying in for it, but for those who can't, just please celebrate your growth this week with us in whatever capacity and whatever way you can. Please stop and just celebrate. That is my homework for you this week. And if you're the person who loves contests, please join us, bring the party to Enneagram and Marriage Facebook group that Jen runs or the Instagram account where I hang out at, and just play the contest and win some of these resources if you can, and share about us on our reviews at Apple so that others can find it. Because wouldn't it be amazing to hit the 2 million mark so much sooner than the 1 million because people were learning and growing and because we were shining brighter out there? It's such a fun tool to share with people, but it's more than fun. It's life-changing. And my family has been so blessed by our Enneagram work. And I think this is one of the greatest tools that God has given us, is this ability to nuance the human personality so much to the point that we can now see that there's at least 45 different pairings of people out there shining in different ways and really showing up in beautiful ways together. It is just so moving to see you all at work out there, but I also love to see you all playing. So make sure you celebrate. Make sure you join us for more fun this year and more learning. I love living intentionally with you and knowing we are doing this together. I will talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye. Thank you again for listening with us. It was so wonderful to have you. I love knowing we're doing this journey together, not perfectly, but with love, grace, and hopefully some fun too. If you love today's episode, make sure you leave us a 5-star review at Apple Podcasts or Spotify so others can find it too. Visit our show notes so you can get all the links from today's show, as well as enneagramandmarriage.com, the Instagram, the Facebook, and all over the place. Make sure you spread the word. Love living intentionally with you. Bye-bye.